The bishops of Kivu in the Democratic Republic of Congo have launched a cry for help, warning that the international community is standing by as a silent genocide unfolds in their land and as fighting between pro-government troops and rebels escalates. Former Nigerian president and current UN envoy for Congo, Obasanjo, arrived in the capital, Kinshasa, today for talks with President Kabila before heading east to meet the rebel leader, Laurent Nkunda. Protected by UN peacekeepers, 12 trucks carrying 100 tons of food crossed combat lines today, attempting to reach just some of the 1.5 million people displaced by years of fighting. Antonio Cabral, CAFOD's regional manager for West Africa and the Great Lakes region, spoke of the seriousness of the situation.
The situation is very, very serious because we have over 1 million people displaced in North Kivu and an extra 250,000 just in the last few days. We've been working in partnership with Caritas Goma on the ground, and we've been distributing food in the camps, also in partnership with World Food Programme. We're also providing medicines to the Catholic clinics in the diocese that have been supporting all these displaced people free of charge, and we're doing also distribution of non-food items. CAFOD has launched an appeal and using the money that has been raised through that appeal to support the people that are being severely affected by the conflict. They are very resilient people and very strong people, but I'm concerned that they're getting to the limit.